Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Alberta government recently announced some changes to address primary care in Alberta and some steps being taken to fill that void that exists with so many Albertans unable to find a family doctor. So it's a new compensation model for nurse practitioners. So the government's trying to incentivize nurse practitioners to set up their own clinics, take on patient load, perhaps as early as next year, to at least give people something. But where do doctors fit in? To this new vision of primary care. Let me just play for you a little bit what the premier said Saturday morning on Your Province, Your Premier, when she was asked about this new vision for primary care and what about the role of doctors here.
I've been asking the docs to see what they can do to expand their practices. I've been doing this for a year. We negotiated a new contract with them to give alternative payments models. Unfortunately, we just weren't seeing progress. Every time I spoke with doctors, I was told about how difficult it is to get doctors to agree to go into family practice. Only 10% of our doctors are graduating as primary care practitioners. Many of them are not opening up their own businesses. They're being physician assistants or they're being hospitalists. And as a result, we just don't have enough of our family doctors practicing that day-to-day family practice medicine. So we've created, our first step was to create an incentive for them to expand their practices. We're going to be giving additional payments to help with the administrative burden of adding new patients on. We want to see family practices expand, but if it is the case that family practitioners just have other higher value things that they want to dedicate their time to, we've got to find a way to make sure that patients have the service. So pharmacists are a solution, nurse practitioners are a solution, and I think everybody should work to their full scope of practice.
And one more here, and the premier was asked about, you know, the prospect of a new deal with doctors and just the overall state of that relationship.
You know, I think our relationship with the doctors is very good, and we do want them to feel valued and supported. And we know that one of the reasons why doctors have moved away from running their own practices is that the administrative burden is really difficult. There are literally, I think, thousands of billing codes. And can you imagine the administrative burden of going through that? So I want people to be prepared for what it is we're looking at, because we're creating this model first with the nurse practitioners. And as many doctors who want to sign on to this model, we'd be happy to work with them too. So we're going to provide a base fee of $85,000 so that they can cover their administrative costs, get an office, make sure that their overhead is covered, that the lights stay on, that they can get their phone set up. That is going to be something that provides that one level of security. And then we're going to ask them to have a particular size patient panel, minimum of 900 patients, so that we can then have them managing that patient panel on a per patient fee basis. And so that should remove a lot of the administrative burden.
Okay, so there's some explanation from the premier about these changes, what it all means. But joining us for some thoughts, very pleased to welcome to the program here this afternoon, Dr. Paul Parks, president of the Alberta Medical Association. Dr. Parks, good to have you with us here. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
First of all, from your perspective or the AMA's perspective, I mean, what is ailing primary care in Alberta at the moment?
Oh, well, really simply, it's kind of two things. It's been starved for funding for a long time, but then actually the last government, unilateral changes by Minister Shandro and the previous government really rolled back probably 30% pay cut, if not more, right before the pandemic on primary care, to the point where family physicians just cannot afford to keep their offices open. They're just not viable. They're just the fee-for-service type of model that they're paying family physicians is just not enough to support the teams and do the primary care that Albertans need. So I would say, you know, the focus has to be on making the thousands of family physicians we have out there, making it viable for them to be able to do that longitudinal. So by that, we mean that kind of cradle to grave, you know, and be able to take care of you through your lifespan type of family medicine care that we've always known. We need to invest in that. We need to stabilize and support that.
Right. And to what extent has the Alberta government done any of that?
Well, we're in, you know, we're in negotiations and discussing with the minister about how desperate it is right now. And so that was what that MOU was saying. We absolutely have to stabilize businesses. The family medicine specialists are small businesses, and they have overhead. Inflation's going up. They're just like any challenges of a small business, except that they can't change their funding model. They're locked into a funding model that really has taken massive hits in the last 3-4 years. And so that's the part that we're trying to do really desperately with the Minister of Health right now, is say, stabilize the family physicians that you have right now, stabilize the practices. And I got to stress, after hearing the Premier's words there, that, we shouldn't be confusing Albertans that any care is equivalent, that anybody out there that is part of the primary care team is the same as everybody else in it, because family medicine specialists are the foundation of primary care. Yes, having other allied healthcare workers like nurse practitioners, pharmacists, different allied healthcare workers plugging into the team and working in an integrated manner, that's a good thing. But you don't want to see a world where there's no family medicine specialists around in Alberta now. That would be drastic and devastating for healthcare in our province.
So the announcement we got from the province about nurse practitioners, does that mean, that the government is shifting its focus? Because, what about these other issues that maybe should be resolved first?
Well, so that was the thing that surprised me about the announcement last week, and a lot of my colleagues is talking with the Minister of Health. It seems like the priority is on family medicine specialists. But here's another thing that's really important. Albertans have to understand there are not hundreds and hundreds of nurse practitioners out there currently that are not working. They're just sitting in the wings ready to just go work if we created a model where they could go work independent. They're all ready. There's already a massive deficit of them, and they're already working integrated in family medicine offices or in hospitals. They're already currently serving the needs of Albertans in different ways in the system. And so if we just create a model that moves them out of functioning spaces and goes into a place where they're delivering care, where we already know that they cannot do the full scope, complex care that a family medicine specialist can do, all we're going to do is throw the system off balance. We're going to hurt the system in other ways if we, and the key piece is there's thousands of family docs out there, not hundreds of maybe nurse practitioners. There's actually thousands of family docs out there that need help, need stabilization so they can do the amazing care they're doing every day.
Well, I do wonder, and I think that's the concern that some have raised, that, where you have nurse practitioners that aren't able to do certain things that doctors can, and are patients going to know that ahead of time? Are we going to have a situation where, someone goes to a nurse practitioner, but then they're going to still have to see a family physician anyway, and how all of that gets handled?
Well, it's quite interesting. So anything we do in the system, it should be balanced and evidence-based approach. And one thing is, other jurisdictions have experimented with nurse practitioners working totally independent, and studies have found that patients that go into nurse practitioners get referred more, that they go to emerge, they get sent to emerge more. Like, there's a lots of different utilization of diagnostic testing is higher. There's lots of things that when they work totally independent and aren't sure where their scope ends or where the patient is too complex, that it actually drives up costs, and it doesn't achieve the things that we would hope that Albertans would want, which is robust primary care in an integrated team-based way. So that's why looking at the evidence and actually doing this in an evidence-based manner, absolutely. I should probably just be really blunt and say, nurse practitioners cannot replace family specialists. Family medicine specialists are different. The training's different. They are the ones that do the complex diagnosis and complex care, and so I think we just got to get the shift the focus right back to the priority, which is our family medicine specialists out there. And I think the minister and I have a good relationship, and we've been working on this. So a bit surprised to see such a focus on maybe 100 nurse practitioners in the next year or two versus the thousands we have now. Let's get the focus back on the family specialists we have right now.
Right. And by the way, the Premier has asserted that, nurse practitioners can do 80% of what family physicians can do. And it's not clear where she got that number from. There seems to be some dispute of, the extent of that, those practices. I don't know. Is it possible to quantify it in that way, or what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a made-up number. I'm not sure how you would be able to say, yes, exactly, this nurse practitioner can do exactly 80%, and here are the 20% it can't do. Like, I mean, the training is very different between family medicine specialists and nurse practitioners, and they have very different roles. And again, I don't want to sound like I don't think nurse practitioners that they don't have value to add. They absolutely do, and they in integrated with family medicine specialists and working in a team way where they can do their full scope, and when something seems a bit more complex and they're in the same office as a family medicine specialist and can discuss the case with them, that's the way it should work, and that's the way that we know we'll get the best bang for our buck and everybody will be maximizing their scope. But I mean, just to throw out a number like 80%, it's kind of, it doesn't make any sense. I don't know where you'd get that from. And in the end, the bigger piece about it, again, as I would say, is that we have an amazing family specialist here, but one of the comments the premier did make that's correct is that because of the funding model right now, the way that we fund that longitudinal, a family doc that takes care of you through your life, that type of care, because of the way we fund that in Alberta, the premier is right that family specialists are doing any other type of care instead of that, because the funding just does, it no longer works. It's just not viable.
Okay, so where does all of this go from here? I mean, there are negotiations still continuing, right, for a new deal with doctors, with the province?
Yeah, I mean, we have a contract, but we're working directly with the Minister of Health on this memorandum of understanding, because I think the minister understands that if we can, you know, invest some money right now to stabilize and bring us back, like I'll say it again, three, four years ago when unilateral cuts were made, it amounted to more than a 30% pay cut to family physicians. So if we invested some of that money back, stabilized their practice, and then switched to this longitudinal funding model that we put in front of the government and the minister, I think that would incent a lot more family docs to go into that type of care. And we know why we know that. Well, it's because BC's already done it. Manitoba's done it. Nova Scotia's done it. They've switched their funding models for family physicians, and they've had a huge gain in family docs going and doing that type of care. So those provinces didn't focus on, you know, 100 nurse practitioners. They focused on the thousands of family docs they had and changed the funding model. So that's what we have to do in Alberta as well.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you often hear about, you know, what doctors earn, and the province points out that, you know, doctors typically earn more here in Alberta than elsewhere. But it's not just about what the doctors earn, right? It's about the support for that infrastructure to be able to have a clinic, have all of those supports. So when we talk about funding, I guess it's much more than just what the doctors are earning.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, that's one thing that's really important for Albertans to understand is that family docs, when they bill anything and everything they bill, it's to keep the lights on in their office. It all goes to pay their staff, pay their nurses that are working in there, pay for any and all supplies that they're using when they see the patients. So that funding model, when it's not like a physician's on a salary, it's all the money they take in goes in to keep that small business running. And because of the way it's been funded for the last 3-4 years, it's made it so they can't keep the lights on. And then what's happening more and more in Alberta is there'll be, if you take a practice, for example, of four docs and one decides to leave, well, all of a sudden, the three docs left, their overhead went up 25%. And it's not like you can carve off half of your office and sell it to someone or that. You still have those expenses. And everybody's been seeing that again and again. And then the one other piece is as the other provinces are actually, you know, investing in family medicine specialists and investing in the longitudinal funding model, if Alberta doesn't stay competitive, then we'll be in a scenario where our family physicians will leave to those other provinces, and all we'll have left in Alberta is 100 nurse practitioners a year, maybe, that could maybe pick up the slack. So that's not the future we want in Alberta.
All right, well, we'll see where it all goes from here. Much more, albertadoctors.org. Dr. Parks, thanks so much for joining us here. Appreciate it.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.